And now, the continuing story, As the Worm Turns, the story of life today in a big city hospital, the joys and heartaches, the intrigues and involvements, a million souls yearning to breathe free, and brought you by Scuff No More, the miracle plastic product of the space age to spray your children to protect them from scratches and bruises. You may recall yesterday that Dr. Andrew Kaiser Cunningham III, who is the eye, ear, nose, and throat man at Big City Hospital, received a visitor, a young lady he had not seen for 38 years, Miss Scarlett Beauregard Taliaferro Calhoun Stewart. It was back in Meridian, Mississippi, when the young doctor was working part-time at a cotton stuffing factory where he stuffed little bits of cotton on the end of sticks. As today's story opens, we find ourselves once again in the office. Miss Scarlett and Dr. Cunningham are chatting now and talking about the old days. Let's listen, as Miss Scarlett says.
Those were wonderful days. The old days were the happy ones, Dr. Third. But...
Miss Cunningham...
Well, your sign says Dr. Cunningham III. I thought maybe you'd changed your name.
You've forgotten. I am Kaiser Cunningham.
Oh, yes. How could I ever forget you?
Remember you used to call me Andy in the...
Yes,
old...
I...
Yeah!
Andrew! Andrew, please.
I gotta see a doctor.
What is the matter?
I've got this terrible sinus condition.
Would that my problems could be solved with pills and medication.
No, don't cry,
Miss My problems Miss go much deeper than that, Andrew. You know I don't cry often. I'm a proud lady. Proud ladies
here's
don't cry.
Here's my handkerchief. Blow your nose.
Thank you, Doctor.
Oh.
I appreciate that.
I think that helped a little bit, Miss Garland.
I think so. But you see, do you remember my husband, the late Ashley Belmont Dulaney?
You mean Ashley is...
Yes, he's gone.
Well, how did it happen?
He cut out.
How did it happen, I asked?
Oh, it was a sad story. First of all, Ashley was a go-getter. Ashley always had a big deal just around the corner.
He was pretty fancy with a bottle, too, if I remember.
Yes, he was. He cut a meal.
Cards, booze, and women.
And he took all of my money for what he thought was a worthwhile venture.
What venture was the...
He was going to get a Wall Street Journal franchise in Russia. And he went over there, and as you might guess,
the
Doctor...
The wheeze is coming back again.
It laid a big egg. It bombed, I think is the expression.
Excuse me just a few minutes. Nurse Nadine, bring me a pill.
Yes, Doctor, here you are.
My sinus.
So anyway, Doctor, the story gets worse.
Yeah,
Doctor, please.
I got to see him.
Upon returning home, Ashley went into town one day, and while not looking, poor Ashley was trampled to death by a herd of swine in a peanut festival in Goober, Mississippi.
Oh, that's tragic.
I can still see him laying there on the ground, all those pig's feet walking over.
Couldn't tell Ashley's from...
No, you couldn't.
Well, how can I possibly help you, Scarlett?
Well, what have we here? How can Miss Scarlett, Beauregard Taliaferro Calhoun Stewart, possibly be helped by Dr. Andrew Kaiser Cunningham III? You won't want to miss tomorrow's exciting episode when Miss Scarlett whispers in Dr. Cunningham's ear.
Doctor, there's no way else of putting it. We're broke.
The Worm Turns is written for radio by Denise and Damon De Valero and produced by Tanda Leo T. Thomas. Is a deep Del Tandel production and comes to you from Washington. Until tomorrow, ta-ta.